What's up, guys? I hope all is well. This is Bria with Boxing One, the podcast. And I'm back with my guys, man.
Yes, sir. M3 Kobe.
Nate.
Don Shay.
Yes, sir.
Valentine's Day is approaching, guys, yeah. Right? And we all have been in relationships, right? Right. And we've seen some red flags, right? Have you guys seen some red flags?
Yeah. Everybody got them.
Yeah. All right, so I got a question though. What does a red flag mean? Like, does a red flag mean like watch out, or does it mean get out?
It depends on the red flag. Yeah. It depends on the red flag.
What does that mean for y'all?
I think they work on a spectrum, like from 1 to 10. If it's a 1, it just means watch out. All right, you cool. All right, watch out. But if it's a 10, it means get out. Like, get out now, because this is ain't for you.
The movie, for real, get out.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, you're sitting in the chair, you locked.
So it depends on the intensity of the red flag.
I'm gonna say watch out.
Watch out.
I ain't gonna say get out.
In general, all right, so check this out though. You say watch out. So when it happens, don't be shocked.
Right. That's, you know, I kind of got my guards up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch out. So that's why if it happens, I ain't gonna be that hurt.
So no red flag could get you out of there? Because then it's...
Not even a zodiac sign?
Like, that's a...
Nobody believe it. That's a...
Nobody believe it? I don't know. Right, I think that's
come,
a real
hold
thing,
on. They about
bro.
To come for Shay.
Nobody believe that. In those zodiac
some,
signs.
Some of them...
Well, I don't.
I don't know.
They about to put their...
We all be crazy.
They about to put some crystals on you.
Read your whole horoscope.
But I don't know. I feel like watch out because, like, you know, you can't really picture somebody... Just based off one mistake.
But
what they do or how they do things.
Now, realistically, I say watch out. I say watch
everybody,
out.
Everybody,
for the most part.
But we say
different.
Watch out, though. But I think red flags, right? It's not something that just happens, like, one time. I think red flags are habitual.
Yeah,
like, red, something you see over and over. See, but red,
and so different. I think that means get out.
That's different. In that case, if a red flag keeps occurring in the same situation, get out of there.
What's funny is most people don't get out of there.
They don't.
They don't.
Facts. They fall too deep.
They don't. Because a red flag is like, it's, to me, a red flag is like not something, the deepest thing. It's not, a red flag is not, obviously not like cheating or nothing. But it's probably like, say a red flag is like not telling the full truth or something or something like that. Right. Like, and you realize, okay, someone don't do this, but it's like, man, they told
me. I think that's because most people settle though. Like a lot of people settle on a situation and like most people ain't chasing what they want. They're not making decisions, they're just settling. So like when you see a red flag, and you let that red flag just like continue to happen, it's because you settled on the idea that that's all you're worth. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all. So can a red flag be like, can it be developed through like somebody's childhood or like their beliefs or their family beliefs or like something like, for example, definitely. Like a dad, right? Who like, he tells his daughter, oh, when you're with a man, you shouldn't be paying for anything.
Oh.
So like, is that like, is that a real thing?
We're going right in the deep end.
Yeah.
We're going in the deep end? Okay.
I don't know. I'll be all like, when I go out with people, the people I automatically think to pay first. If I took you out anywhere, I don't care if it's a sister, a fan. Like, if I take you out anywhere, if I told you I'm going to take you somewhere, whether you're a brother to me, like, I automatically think if I brought you to this place, it's my job to make sure you good. Like, unless we both agreed on it.
I agree.
Okay, so.
Go
ahead.
I don't know, it's just like a thing. It was like, as a man, you gotta like, you know, make sure your lady good.
Okay, yeah. So y'all say that, right? So I got a scenario for y'all real quick.
Oh my gosh.
So say you like a girl, right? And you're going out to dinner with her. And she brings her homegirl, right?
Nope.
Do you pay for just you and the girl that you like, or do you pay for her and her girlfriend?
I'm not dating both,
pick
right?
Pick up the whole tab.
I'm not dating both, right? I'm not dating both. That's the, at the end of the day, if I told her and her homegirl to come home, there would be an issue.
Whoa.
I'm not dating both, so I'm not paying for both.
That's, but that's kind of like, don't they get y'all like kind of like cool points, kind of?
No.
But doesn't that show why she likes you?
Okay.
It depends how I feel. I don't know.
You would pay for both?
I would.
Why is she there? That's my question. Hold on. Why is she there?
I mean, she ain't finna.
All right, let's not stray away from the question. Let's answer. That's the next topic. Why is she there? Yeah, that's a good one. Why is she there? But I mean, I would pay for both. The question is, am I? It really depends on a lot.
Okay, of things. So y'all ask like, why is she there? But like, y'all don't feel like y'all masculine energy, right? Y'all don't think like y'all can entertain women. Y'all don't feel like that.
I can entertain. Wait, what do you mean?
Like
what,
y'all masculine? Wait, like the energy y'all give off.
Can we entertain
like,
both of them?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not like entertained. Like, oh, I'm like intimate with the both of y'all.
Yeah.
But like,
oh yeah,
y'all,
for sure.
The energy that you give off, like y'all don't feel like y'all could like.
I think that'll put you in a red flag situation. Cause let me tell you this: if I got you like out and your friend, and I'm entertaining you and your friend, at one point, at some time, somebody gonna get more attention than the other, and somebody ain't gonna like it. It's just is what it is.
That shouldn't happen, man.
But let's say it did. Let's say it did. All right. You can talk about the what ifs and whatnot. So we can talk about if it did. If I got put in a situation where you and your friend are out with me, and I can see if we just went out to, you know, maybe like a bar or something. But if we decided to go out to eat and you decided to bring your friend, that's just weird. But let's say we had a bar and your friend decided to tag along and I'm talking to both of y'all. Of course, I want to get closer to your friend because your friend is going to be the one to open that ground to.
Yeah. For sure.
I don't think that's weird for like two women to be like on a date with a man and then. I think it's weird if it's two men. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's a red flag.
Sure, I'm a for sure show the friend a lot of attention, not in romanticized way. But
yeah, I agree. But you know when it's like, but bro,
that's
like,
fine. You shouldn't have brought her then.
Exactly.
Nah, you're right. Bro. Nah, I'm not saying I've done that or I've been through it. But I'm just saying like.
I have.
Oh, wait, okay.
I just said I'm gonna get cool points. I want her friend to go home and say,
right.
"Damn,
I like that dude.
I like
right,
you.
Right.
I
like that dude. Exactly. Yeah, that's what you want.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna be cool like to come that on, point. Now. But it's just come to a point, bro. It's like it's just probably too much. Like, you know.
All right, so I got a question for y'all now. So what red flags have y'all seen in like y'all relationships or friendships? Because I feel like red flags they don't happen in just relationships. Like you can have some friends that they throw in some red flags. What red flags have y'all seen?
If you talk about friendships, I'll start with friendships. A big red flag is like, you know, the difference between a friend coming at you to just like use what you have versus them coming at you with something to offer. Like, don't come at me talking about some, hey, Kobe, yo, we should definitely go chill here. For what reason would I have to chill with you there? Like, why would I need to chill with you at a gym? Let's put that in perspective. I don't need to chill with you at a gym. I go to the gym myself. I don't got to chill with you there. What are you looking to gain from? Oh, you want to get in shape? That's cool. But I train people for money. Like you can't come looking for a free workout because you want to get in shape. Yeah. That don't make any sense. So that's a red flag. People that come to you with only hopes of them getting something from you and not you not getting something in return. Mm-hmm. If Shay told me, hey Kobe, you can support my brand. Yeah, I'm getting a shirt. I'm getting a hoodie. That's a W. That is what it is. And they said, bro, I'm looking to do a rug. That's a W. I got a rug in my house now. Like. If you just said, Kobe, bro,
that's true.
Like I need this, or yo, we could go do this, and I have nothing to gain from that. There's no reason for me to do it. So that's
just
a huge
extra
red flag.
Calories for your day.
Exactly.
All right, so friendships, though. Okay, so is this a red flag? What about a friend who, say you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right? And they get mad at you and they stop hanging out with you because you spend too much time with your significant other. Is that a red flag as far as friendship goes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Why is that a red flag?
Because it's kind of like, you know, everybody got their own life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta kind of respect what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship and you got a homeboy, you know, it's kind of like get your friend his space.
Yeah.
If you need something, bro, gonna be there for you. By the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? He got a girlfriend. You know, he doing his thing. I'm gonna respect that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all about respect and principles.
Only thing I would say is if your friend like. It's a switch up if they really don't talk to you no more. Like, and they're going to talk to you less for sure because I've been there. Like, I'm going to talk to someone less because I'm spending all my energy talking to someone that I really like that I think I can build a future with, blah, blah, like, you know, et cetera. But if they don't talk to you at all, it's like, damn, like, you don't even think about
it kind of look like they hating or
you
something.
Don't think
like.
About me. Like, just because you got a girl, you don't think about me. But I definitely see, like, I don't mind if we don't hang out for months because you got a girl, like, especially in the beginning, you know, you're in the lovey-dovey stage.
I don't see that as a red flag at all. Just because at the end of the day, like, yeah, your friend's going to be there. I don't see that as a red flag because the whole, like, them, like, not talking to you because they involved with this person.
They trying to build something.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What?
Well, you agree? Wait.
He agreeing.
You agreeing or you?
I was just saying. Like she has to be seen as a red flag. I was saying I don't see it as a red flag. Okay. It wasn't without disagree.
Nah, that's cool.
I just ain't see it as a red flag because at the end of the day, this person trying to build something for the rest of their life that they think they trying to build. You know, you ain't gonna jump into a relationship just thinking to spend the next month of wasting time. You jumping in trying to build something. So if that's your goal, yeah, I'm being for the rest of your life. I'm always be your friend. But at the end of the day, you trying to do something like, generate, like, that's gonna last for generations. You trying to build a tree. And yeah, it might not be with that person that you with, but I can't, be the person to hold you back from that. So if all your time gotta go there, it is what it is. Just don't be coming, come crawling back to me crying about it directly after it's over. And you, now you want to talk to me every day again. Like, I ain't got time now. I had to occupy my time before. So that's what it is.
All right. So what red flags have y'all been? Have y'all been, like, red flags? Have y'all given red flags?
Yes.
Like, yourselves, have you been a red flag?
Yes.
Ourselves, like?
Yeah, like.
Shay a walking red flag.
Have you had somebody say, like,
yo,
you're a red flag?
That's a lie.
Like, you should be in all red right now.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I don't know. I can't really think of just myself being a red flag.
Me, personally, I've been told, but it's like, I don't know.
I can't say off rip. I could tell. Well, a lot of people have told me that I come off mean at first.
Yeah. I heard that too.
I come off mean at first. Yeah. I'm really not mean. Like, if you just come up to me, you can get to know me. I'm probably the coolest dude you ever meet. Like, I'm not even just saying, I'm so serious. But that's really the only thing I can think of that a lot of people have told me.
Overconfidence. When I meet people, I am not scared. I've heard that too. So if I meet people, I'm not gonna be like, oh well, yeah, what's your birthday? Nah, man, what's up? Like, what we doing? What's good? What's good? Like, I'm overconfident when it comes to stuff. So I think people be like, why you so, like, comfortable doing this or saying this? It's because, like I ain't gonna lie, it's a red flag because it's easier to communicate people when you're the one to control the conversation. So that's an automatic red flag when somebody notices it.
I've heard that I am a hypocrite, man.
Ooh.
I've heard that I'm a manipulator, too.
I heard that one.
Like,
that's a
tough
one.
That's a bad one.
Bro, but the crazy thing is, though, like, once I, like, sit back and I analyze situations, I'll be like, dang, like, I did manipulate that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could admit when I did stuff wrong. Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah,
that's,
but it's okay. It's all about growth.
Yeah.
You got to grow from it, man. That's all. We all human at the end of the day.
So what signs have y'all dealt with that have gave y'all, like, the most red flags?
I'm going to go first.
I don't even know signs like that. Because so
everybody talking about. Because
I'm just talking about people in general. Because I grew up with my sister Bria and my mom, Daphne Ingram. Man, Sagittarius, man. Y'all hell.
What month is that?
That's I don't even know. It's I know, like, it's in November. It's like, it's November, like, through
November
December.
November to December. The beginning.
Man,
like December something.
Listen here.
When is never mind. Let's get it.
Y'all hell, man. Nate, stop doing that, man.
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry. Them Libras is crazy. Libras
I love y'all, though. Wild. I'm talking about. I love y'all.
Libras are wild.
I think, I'm not going to lie. Okay, I know, I'm going to just say I know Virgos. And Virgo women, I think, probably are the best, but they very emotional. That's what I'm going to say. They very emotional, but Virgos are always going to be winning. I'm a Virgo, so you know what it is. But Virgo women are always going to be winning. So.
I don't know nothing about signs. Matter of fact, a red flag is somebody starting to talk about signs around me. That's
kind
a
of.
Red
that's
flag.
A red flag.
That's a straight up red flag.
Kind of.
It straight up is. Let me tell you. So let me tell you something that actually happened to me recently. And this is how a lot of, because I get a lot of people that come into my direct messages and say stuff and whatnot. And they always got their way to get into your head. Trust me, women have game if you did not know. Some of them do. They will use them trying to read your horoscope, them trying to read your rising sun, lower moon, crescent.
What is all that though?
Exactly.
Like, I don't
what is it?
All that.
It's a easy way for them to get a 45-minute conversation out of you if you let them. I'm telling you.
All I know is you a Libra, you a Sagittarius, you act this way. That's all I know about you. All that rising sun, all that, I don't know nothing about you.
That is a huge red flag. And then they think they know you. And you know what? I'd be messing with this sometimes because I'd be like, oh yeah, I am like that. Oh yeah. And they'd be like, see, I told you. I'd be like,
Virgo man, I'm liars. You know what? I did lie when I was in the fifth grade. You're right.
Damn.
Oh, I don't like no lies.
Aries are angry. Oh, yeah. If you, dang, I'm mad.
Listen, everybody's lied before.
Hey, but bro.
Everybody lied, but if, bro, like, it depends what kind of lie. Like,
but sometimes you have to lie, though.
No, you don't.
Bro, yes, you do.
Nope.
Sometimes you have to lie. To keep the peace, sometimes you have to lie. And then if it's not even, like, that deep, like, sometimes you have to lie.
Wait, let's teach something real quick. But that's a touchy subject. Like, I try to keep the peace, like, by lying, and it don't. That jump, because when you,
once you lie though, you gotta clean it up.
I don't know. When it comes to lying, it's don't like, work. I don't know. When it comes to lying, just me as a person, I can't sleep at night. Or like, obviously I'm asleep, but it just don't sit well with me, man.
So wholesome.
Knowing with somebody,
a wholesome guy.
Listen, man, knowing with somebody that I love, bro, ain't no way I could lie to them, bro. Or make them look crazy.
All right, but what if that's the spare their, like, save their feelings, bro?
I'm playing my cards, man. If anything, at the end of the day,
so if it came between lying and losing that person, you would tell the truth.
I'm a loser, bro.
That's facts. That's
100%. I'm a loser.
Let me tell you, that's fine. Like, that's
fine. 100%. I'm a loser
for sure.
I tried to do that recently. The whole like, because I have not been a fan of lying. For the longest time.
At all, bro.
And I try to become that person.
See, y'all making it seem like I'm a fan of lying. Listen, I don't just be out here lying. Bro, sometimes, like, you gotta.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Bree.
Anybody take a shot? Hold on.
But you gotta change that.
But, like, I'm about to say.
Can't lie no more, for real.
I ain't got nobody lie to, man.
Nah, but, like, I'm about to say, I tried that recently, the whole, like, lying and trying to act like I'm a, you know, person that I really am not. It's not worth it, first off, because you're never going to convince yourself that you're that person. I promise you. If you are already a liar, you're going to stay one. This is what it is. You're going to be lying for the rest of your life. If it's a habit, bro, if you got used to that already, it ain't going to get fixed overnight, all right? That's part of your character.
So lying, red flag, play.
It's a red flag for sure.
That's a penalty.
I mean, but at the same time, that's more than a red flag. That's like...
I think that's one of the biggest red flags ever, like... Ever,
I would say the type of liar.
It's weird though, but if someone lied to me and it's really like to protect my feelings, like I'm gonna be mad, but I could respect it. Like that you,
I got something to say to that.
I feel like you care about me. Like, damn, I do not want this person to know this. Like,
but they don't.
I know they don't.
No, but they care about.
It's gray.
They care about
protecting their image.
They care about exactly. They care about themselves. They don't care about protecting you. They'll say that, but they care about protecting them. When a liar lies, they care about protecting how you think of them.
I can agree.
All right, it's projecting. They're projecting. They don't want you to be mad at them. That's their selfish thoughts. They don't want you to be mad at them.
What if it's sometimes it's for real though? Like they don't want you to. They don't want you to be hurt.
What could possibly?
You don't think sometimes? Like y'all don't think sometimes it's for real? Like they don't. Damn, like I don't want. I know this person's gonna like. Bro, leave me in the dust if they find this out. Like,
but you just said it. Leave me in the dust.
But I just feel like when you really love somebody, you gonna whether it's for the bad or good.
You
man.
Think that?
All right. So what if somebody told y'all that say they cheated, right? And like you had this feeling that they were doing that, right? But you asked them and they didn't tell you the truth. And then when you asked them, well, like, bro, like, why didn't you tell me the truth? They say, I didn't want to stop talking to you.
I'll be real. People can sit there and say that they don't, or, you know, everybody can be like, oh, I only focus on that one person. People always want more. That's a red flag when somebody says they only focus on you. I get that people make mistakes, but people make bad decisions more than they make mistakes. That's a huge thing. So when it comes down to it, you can sit there and say that you only can focus. Like, just don't be sitting there gassing my head up. So don't gaslight the situation. Yeah. Don't be like, oh, yeah, I'm all in on you. But really, you're doing something else. So, like, I wouldn't have an issue if I got cheated on, if I understood what kind of person I was dealing with. Like some people say, don't be mad at a snake.
But if you know what kind of person you're dealing with and you know that that's not who you should be dealing with. Well, why are you still dealing with
them? I don't think he would be dealing with them, like, in girlfriend-wise. Yeah. I think he's saying, like, he'll, you know, like, he might keep them around. Like, they
exactly
come over and stuff like that, but it's not.
Nah, yeah, like he said, they still want to, like you said, they still want to talk to you, right? So I get that you probably want to still maintain that connection because, I mean, life's too short to be mad at people forever, all right? Yeah, that's just what it is. It's life too short. You might be cutting off somebody. Yeah, they made a bad decision, but you might be cutting off somebody that could change your life for the better in the long run. Somebody that you're going to wish you had there. My therapist...
Never burn bridges, though.
Nah, for real. My therapist...
That's what I try not to do, but...
Never burn.
Sometimes they burn, for real.
Facts. It's hard to, but...
Look, for all the black men out there that don't go to therapy, go to therapy. Trust me. Try it out. You probably will change your life for good.
And if you can't go to therapy, talk
that's
to
your red flag. If you don't believe in therapy, that's your red flag.
Oh, yeah. But let me tell you. Recently, the lady says, you know, one of my therapist said she was dealing with one of her clients who had a husband who cheated on her. And immediately she ditched him. Immediately went straight to the courthouse. Didn't even go to work that day. Went to go file the divorce papers.
She wasn't playing.
She said 20 years later, this lady regrets it.
Yeah.
That's all he did. He just cheated on her that one. That and she don't know if it's more times or not, but it was that one time that she seen it and she ditched him and she regretted it. If you let that one decision, that's why I say cheating and, you know, lying is a red flag, but understand about the whole, like she said, talking after, talk it out, because you never know. You never know what that person was going through. It might have been on you that they made a decision.
And some things that you can't come back from, though.
That's true.
Some things you cannot come back from.
For sure.
But if you're going to cheat, and it's like, if you cheat on me, we could be cool after. But I
don't think you'd be cool, Shay.
Yeah, I ain't lying to you. It'll probably take me a little minute, though.
Probably one of the only people that know.
I don't think any dude would be cool after cheating. Like, after that, no dude would be cool.
It'll take a little minute. Uh-huh. It just depends how much I love you, bro. Like, if I love you,
I probably got some people that, well.
When people say, like, love is a drug, that's like a cliche saying, but that's a real thing. Like, love will make you crazy.
Wait, love is a drug.
Okay, let me ask a question. Red flag. Is it a red flag if the person you start talking to still talk to their ex?
Yes.
It depends. Yes.
Yes.
Red flag. Red flag. Yeah, because, I mean, that's your ex. So I think, then again, it depends on, like, what the conversation is, I think. When they do speak, because it's like some exes, like you, like some exes, I have no problem with you talking to, but if it's that ex, and you still trying to like pursue this person, that's a red flag, bro.
I'll be real.
I got you next.
We adults, bro. If you think that the person that you talking to ain't still communicating with their ex at all, most of these people got baby daddies and baby mamas. Most of these people are out of full-on marriages or out of full-on high school flings that they lasted through all of high school with. If you think they're not still talking to their ex after meeting you for a month or two, you're tripping. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the same red flags that ended their last relationship in you, and they're communicating, if not looking to talk to that person, because they probably see the good things that were within you, within that next person, and they just want to verify that it's not like that, hey, okay, cool. You know, we ain't gonna be nothing. Okay, whatever. They still communicate with that person. I'm not gonna have a huge issue with it, but if it goes on for the long run, the long run. Like, I'm talking, like, I'll give you 6 months. 6 months is a nice talking frame. We're adults. 6 months fly by like no tomorrow. Yeah. I give you 6 months. Do whatever you gotta do. Talk it out. We'll start taking stuff serious after that.
Even 6 months, yeah, man. That's some time.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to, I don't got kids, but when it comes to kids, like, you know, that's acceptable. It's a little fishy, but you know, cool. But I feel like that's a red flag for me. I don't know.
It's a red flag because most people not mature in the sense like y'all still flirting, y'all still blah blah blah, this and that, blah blah blah. So it's like, it's not even like you're trying to get over the person. It's like you still maybe trying to be with the person.
So you're setting yourself up for that. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. If you're trying to talk to me, like. And you still talking to your ex in this sense? Like, if y'all just saying, like, okay, every week y'all be like, how you doing? Like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Like, oh, blah, blah, this and that. Oh, that's good. You know, conversation done. But if you like, oh, when we going to see each other? Oh, okay. I miss you.
But some people may say, though, like, oh, you're mad that I talked to my ex. You're insecure.
Ooh, no.
Don't say that.
Some people may say that. I'm going
to
show
you. That is the worst thing you can say to somebody. That is by far the worst thing you can say to somebody.
I'm
going to
show you.
That's you. One, you're manipulating the situation and you're a victim. You're using a victim mentality at that point.
Right.
And let me tell you, you could try that with somebody who don't know about psychology, but you ain't going to try that with somebody who do. Because somebody who do is going to put you on your ass.
I'm a science major. Right. I'm a science major.
For real, like, it's like, you took a couple of psychology. You're just insecure. No. That's where you lost me. You can go be insecure by yourself since you want to project your victim mentality over here. Nah, you're good. You can go over there with that.
Yeah. Hey, once you mine, you mine. I actually ain't gonna play. Nah, you ain't gonna be talking to nobody. I mean, you could talk to people. I ain't gonna say cut off everybody.
So you're jealous?
Wait, type, okay, yeah, ooh, that's another.
I'm not jealous at all. Another topic. Not jealous at all.
Can but the person you
have a yeah, best bro. Friend?
Can the person you not even a best friend, but can the person you talk to, or nah, not even talk to your girlfriend and boyfriend, whatever? Can they, like, is it a red flag if they have, say, if they have like a lot of guy or girl
friends of the opposite sex?
Yeah, opposite sex.
Like only or like a lot?
Like
we can do both.
Too many guy friends is a big red flag.
No. See, but real. I don't.
Let's
I don't,
be real, bro. Like a lot of guy friends is a big red flag.
I think a bigger red flag is somebody saying I don't like. For example, if you're a girl and you're saying I don't get along with girls, and you got a bunch of guy friends. That's the red flag. Yeah. That's not whether you got all the guys.
Yeah. Talking about that earlier. See, that topic right there, like I can't really say that's a red flag because me personally, right, the way I grew up and like just how I function, like. I have a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's not by choice or like, oh, girls bring drama and all this extra stuff. No, that's because that's just how I grew up. I grew up around boys.
Yeah.
So I just have a lot of guy friends. So I can't say that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
No, bro. I'm telling you right
it's
now.
It's different from
me. So if I was your girlfriend, you'd tell me I'm like you like that's no. a red flag for you?
The thing is, so look, let me tell you. If she's been friends with him for a long period of time. Ahead,
that's
a
acceptable.
Long period of time.
That's acceptable.
No, bro, it's not. Because let me tell you.
Nah.
What I'm about to say is.
Don't say that for everybody, man.
Yeah, it's not for
don't
everybody.
Say that for everybody.
But I promise you this, at some point, at some time, they've thought about doing something with each other, and they probably have tried it. They probably have tried it, bro. You've been friends, right?
That's scary right there, man.
But, bro, how many.
But if they tried it and they say, okay, this is not. Like, if it happened 5 years ago, before you came into the picture, they tried it and it's done. Like,
okay,
and
so
since then, they've never, they said, okay, this is not going to work. Like, this will never be something like that.
And okay, just, in that case, if me and the girl start to talk, you need to tell me that.
Yeah, you need to tell me that, but I'll be okay with that.
Okay, so I got a question.
If you tell me that, I'll be okay.
Okay, so check this out. Check the situation out there.
I don't even know if I'll be okay
with it. I have a guy friend, right? I have a guy friend. I think y'all know him. I have a guy friend. I met him in the 7th grade.
Yeah.
Right? I never tried to talk to this dude, but he tried to talk to me. What is, like, I never tried to talk to him, but he tried to talk to me.
If you still keep him around, you're the red flag at that point.
But I never tried to talk to him.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Y'all, it's about that time.
We might as well go into our red flag segment.
Yeah, yeah, let's get it.
Hey, this
think my flag broken.
It's the finale right here.
I got some scenarios for y'all, man. All right. So, if somebody says, I love you without the I, is that a red flag?
How long have y'all been dating?
We'll say 6 months.
Nah.
Ain't a red flag.
Ain't a red flag for me.
Nah.
Because I'm not quick to say I love you.
That's childish. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. That's childish, man.
Okay, but so
she said without the I, like.
Yeah,
so like, I'm not quick to say, I'm not quick.
No,
I'll probably say love you. If you say it to me, I'll say love you back because love you is like, damn, I care about you. Like, even after 6 months, I'm going to still probably care about you, but.
Okay. Yeah, I know. All right, so for y'all as men, right, if a woman can't cook, is that a red flag?
Yes.
Yeah, that might be a red flag.
That's going to be a red flag for any dude. Let me tell you why. Because as a guy, you grow up, and especially being a black man and having a single mother, you're taught to grow up and be a breadwinner. Like, that's what you grow up thinking, I need to be a provider. But you understand who you're providing for is also going to be provided for you in different ways. If I got my own place and I'm over here working extra hard and doing all this other stuff, and you just can't cook. I'm not saying you got to cook all the time, but you just can't cook at all. Like, you can't even pick up a pot.
Yeah, so what if she? What if she work too? And what if you?
That's different.
We cook for each other.
We cook for each other.
Matter of fact, I'll cook all the food if you working yourself. Trust me, I got no issue.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm a good cook. That's not the issue. My issue is if you're not gonna do anything at all, you better find something to do because I'm finding all the time to do something myself. Mm-hmm. It's just not fair at that point. I'm not saying some woman has to be a kitchen, you know, rat.
Yeah, nah, that's not
this ain't the 1960s.
Yeah.
All right.
But do something.
So if your significant other never posts you on social media, is that a red flag?
No. Not to me.
I don't think so.
At all?
At all.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
That's
a red flag.
Okay, so what if people
Wait.
What if there are people that know you're in a relationship, but y'all just don't, you just, man, just don't post each other?
I want the whole world to know.
It depends. Does she never, if she's not a social, which is hard to believe in this age.
That's not a red flag to me.
Okay, if she posts every day on her story and we're together every day, and I've never been posted once.
It depends on what she posted.
That's a red flag.
If she posting half naked pics, or as a guy, if I'm posting all the time, shirtless and not doing nothing, like, but showing my draws, because there's dudes out there that be doing that, acting like I got a whole OnlyFans, then you not. I'm sorry, that's a red flag.
If she's posting her,
but if she was posting like this, people
out.
There's people that run lifestyle pages.
I better be out with it.
There's people that run lifestyle pages.
We got the next one. When your significant other ghosts you when they're out with their friends, is that a red flag?
Ghost?
Yes.
Yes, that's a red flag, bro.
What kind of ghost, like?
Like just not texting you at all,
saying nothing.
That's a red flag, bro.
Yes,
I wouldn't say you text me the whole time for
No, not the whole time.
What I'm saying.
I want you to have your fun.
If you don't text me until you get home, that's
oh yeah, that's the case. Bro.
That's what she's saying.
Oh okay. I thought she meant like just the whole like just watch you out with her friends.
Let me say
the whole time.
Oh, if she didn't text you the whole time, most definitely. And she gained a new follower on IG during that time, there's an issue. If she follows like bro, if she didn't text you the entire time and she gained a follow or you get or she went and followed somebody. Man, it's over. You might as well call it done.
All right, so they put their phone face down and y'all are around each other.
I don't care.
Nah. I don't really think about that.
No?
Yeah. Nah. I'm going to say why. Hold on. I'm going to say why real quick. Just real quick because I think that, you know, that's a huge one. I hate to see notifications go off and think that I have to check them. Or I also hate to interrupt people when they're like mid-conversation. So typically as I'm walking around, or even when I'm speaking to people in public.
Our little sidekick saying that's a big red flag, both of them.
Nah, it's like, I don't see it as a red flag because when you, so if you haven't been in the business world, you don't want your phone to be going off and stuff. So like, I just usually turn it over just because of that. And I've always learned to do, like I've always done that.
I don't want
to
be on my phone.
All right, so if somebody tells you, I'm only talking to you.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah.
What made you say that?
For now, that's his answer.
You know what though? That's a huge red flag for real. Cause like, somebody was like, for example, if somebody's like, I'm only talking to you, or you're the like somebody says like stuff like I've seen a post, but it's like that's the main person I'm talking to, or you're the one getting all my attention, even though I have other like, yeah, I have other people, but you're the main person getting all my attention. That's just weird. Like, why did you say that? That wasn't needed.
All right. We got two more. All right. If they turn off their location after an argument, is that a red flag?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
my hell yeah.
Gosh.
My bad, Mom. I'm sorry. I don't mean to curse. Hell yeah. Man, oh, my.
That's a huge one.
Because... Bro, it's not even a fact.
Where you going, girl? Stop playing.
Where you going, bro? You probably at the house.
You said boy.
I'm be honest, like you might call it toxic. Don't play with me like that, cause I'll pull up to your house.
Then I will be home when you get there.
Yeah, if you're not home,
reading you is making me realize how much of a red flag I am.
Like, if you turn off that location, like don't turn off that location for nothing, like,
bro.
Don't do it. Like,
where you going?
Reciprocate that energy.
You want to turn off your location?
I'll
tell you. Because if you turn off, hold up, one time. If you turn off your location, bro, we never sharing location.
Hey, what you turn it back on for? Hey, she be like, that'd be like, yeah, turn my location back on.
Off, and then
like,
what if they tell you, I'll turn my location back on when you act right.
Yeah, okay.
What? Whoa.
We both gonna be acting
when I act right. I guess we both stupid.
We both gonna be acting dumb
stupid.
Last one. I got last one for y'all. When they say, I don't usually do this, but you're special.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Dang.
Hey,
yeah, that's okay. A red flag. Hey,
red flag, yo.
Hey. That means you.
Red flag.
That mean
I'm not gonna lie. That's probably the most told lie on earth.
That means you.
Yeah. That might be one of the most told lies on earth.
Hey, yeah. That means you a dog.
You gotta butter me up, man. Don't make me
just
go.
Say
you a dog.
I usually do this, but I like you. I like you more. Like,
because then it just makes you think, right? So usually people say that, right?
You a dog.
Usually people be like, oh, I don't usually do this. You're in a position that you probably shouldn't be in. That you shouldn't be doing this in, right? So what made me special? Like, that's what you got to be thinking. What did I do to get put in this position?
I just took you out to eat.
Right? Like, bro, I just drove. Like, that's all I did. Like,
to who you and Magoo. All right,
one more. $20. For real, last one. When they call you babe after a couple weeks.
Yes.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think it is.
What if that's just how they like? That's just how they talk.
Yeah, some people talk.
Yeah, it just. I feel like it's just a cool. It's just
after a couple weeks.
Man, that I don't know. That made me fall in love.
You're a lover boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It just made me feel like, damn, like she's sweet. I don't know.
2 days. 2 days. 2 months, bro.
I don't see no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't see that. No problem with that.
And what if you it's somebody you're actually interested in too?
No, bro. You wanna know the problem I got with it?
What a green.
How did you fall so hard? Like, bro, we're adults, right?
Nah.
You.
I mean, I can't say why did someone fall so
if
hard.
If somebody said they were single for 2 years, right? If somebody said they were single for 2 years, because you know a lot of people don't like to claim the fact that they was talking to somebody. If you was really single for 2 years, and you call me babe after 2 months, that's a huge red flag, because I'm pretty sure you didn't talk to other people before this, and you was ready to fall that hard just as easy.
Because it's possessive, like it's kind of like
it shows
like,
that your love is artificial.
Yeah,
that you're looking for opportunity rather than looking for the person. You like what somebody is projecting to be. Rather than who they really are. You don't know somebody after 2 months.
Don't. And that's why with the love
you like
thing,
the idea
like,
of it.
Especially like if it's somebody you're interested in, you call me babe after 2 weeks.
Bro. That's why
I'm gonna tell people that said they love me.
Throwing them names
love
back.
Me after 2 months that we'll never say I love you to each other again.
Bruh, think about like, and it's another red flag.
We'll never say I love you to each other again. So.
Nah, that's another red flag though. When somebody's like, dang, what is it? I was just thinking of it. You know, I'll come back to it. I got like 2 minutes.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, Valentine's Day is coming up. If y'all in relationships, whatever it is, man, don't hand out red flags. Don't give anybody a reason to roll out.
Yeah.
Because red flags can mean two different things for people. It can mean alert, alert, or it can mean abort, abort.
I got one more.
Two different things, man.
One more red flag is when somebody says something like, oh, I like they like the idea of what y'all could be. That's a huge red flag to me, because that just shows that you're not looking for anything about me personally. You're looking for what I can bring to the table. And yeah, I'm supposed to be a provider. I get that part, but we got emotions too, you know. Like, I'm not finna go after somebody and be like, dang, that woman might be able to cook me the next meal. Dang, she might be able to do my laundry. Dang, she might be able to, she might be a breadwinner herself. She might be a go-getter. Yeah. I gotta go after her thinking, what is this person like? What's her personality like? What ticks her off? Like, I want that same energy to be reciprocated.
Well, I think that's why friendship before relationships is important too.
Yeah,
because I mean, anybody who don't want to be friends before they get into a relationship, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I low-key want to change that. Like, I don't want to just go liking. You know, you see someone on Instagram, like, damn, she's cute. Like,
yeah.
I want to spit game, man. Spit game, man. You get her number and stuff like that. But I want to be friends. Like, let's go out as just friends. Like, we don't kiss. We don't nothing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And you gaslight.
But is
that
realistic though? If it's somebody you like, is that realistic?
Hey, yo.
But you don't like them. You just like you just think they're attractive at that time.
Yeah.
But then you gaslighting, because then like it's almost like you setting a tone for something that isn't gonna be yet, and they don't like that.
Yeah,
they don't like that at all.
Hey, y'all. To wrap. Go ahead.
No.
I was just saying, just to wrap this up. Y'all know we about to head out of here. But you know what's the one thing that y'all would tell a person who's in a relationship or whatever, in a friendship, who you know, trying to avoid red flags, or just give some advice on a relationship or a friendship. Me, first, I'm going to go with, you know, love who you love, man. Love who you love, and, you know, just accept the person as they is. If you love them as much as you say you do, you know, look forward to just, going forward with them and just accepting them as the person they are and just continue to grow.
Yeah, in this society, I feel like there'd be a lot of, like, hate and judgment. But, yeah, like Shay said, love who you love. Don't be scared to love because something happened to you before, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're gonna waste a lot of time, like, trying to do that. And you're going to hurt a lot of people, and you probably hurting yourself in the time being. You don't even know it. But so just, like, don't change who you are because someone did you wrong. Like, that's the worst thing you could do. Change who you are. Have an evil heart. Have a hateful heart because someone did something to you.
That's fact.
Blah, blah,
man.
Blah. Like, be the person you supposed to be. If you're really a hateful person, maybe some people are hateful people, but but be loving, be caring, show positivity, like, simple.
Man, right. And don't be scared to call people on their red flags. That's a huge thing. A lot of people be settling and
be
like, oh, man, that is what it is. Like,
be real.
And they'll go back to talk to their girls. Oh, yeah, he did this, or dang, she did that. Look, call them out. Tell them what it is, because I promise you this, they'll respect you a whole lot more when you do it. And if they don't respect you, it wasn't for you in the first place.
Being honest.
Yeah.
I would say, man, believe what people show you. Look at what people show you, man, because people sometimes they can try and hide and be who they're not and try to manipulate you and believe what people
especially
show you,
especially with friendships too. Yeah. Like someone tell you like they have another friend they did this and that to them, like ain't no telling that they won't do the same thing to you. Yeah. Like that's so facts. Like telling you, you gotta watch the watch those type of people, like they do evil things to other people, like
Yeah.
Ain't no questions.
Well, fellas, thank you again for being here.
Hey, man.
Episode 2. Again, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm always tell y'all I love y'all.
Love you too.
And I appreciate y'all. This is Boxing One, the podcast. I'm Bria.
Kobe.
Shay.
Nate.
Thank you guys for tuning in, watching, or listening. Don't be a red flag.
Don't be a red flag.